I wanted to mention something from the matin service, which is truly amazing. It'll be late in this evening, so many people will not hear it because of children and such. The services sometimes have these incredibly beautiful nuggets that really amaze. And this one, as I was reading it, is just exquisitely beautiful for the imagery that it has and the moral teaching that it gives. This is in the praises for the exaltation of the cross. O all glorious wonder, the length and height of the cross is equal to heaven, for it sanctifieth all things with grace divine. In it are the barbarian nations vanquished, in it are the scepters of kings made firm. O divine ladder, whereby we ascend to the heavens, exalting Christ the Lord in hymns. To be honest with you, the latter part of this hymn is just kind of simple praises. You hear this in many other hymns. But what I look for is something that really kind of just grabs me. And this is truly, truly beautiful. The length and height of the cross is equal to heaven. I was thinking, what does that mean? Well, I suppose to some extent it can mean whatever touches your soul. And I was thinking, okay, the cross reaches up to the heavens by the height, right? Because the height of the cross would go high up into the heavens. That's something we're not capable of doing. But I think that the breadth of the cross, the transverse piece of the cross, is our arms reaching out to others. Because, of course, the cross, the way of the cross, is the way of Jesus Christ. So we have to follow His way. And that involves caring for others. So as we reach out to others and don't think of ourselves, then we rise up to heaven. I think that's pretty good theology. That's what happens. The less you think of yourself, and the more you think of others, the holier you become. Because you become open to the holiness of God and to His grace. So the cross is a symbol, of course, of suffering, of victory, of resurrection, but it's also a symbol of how we should live, if you think of it as how we are to ascend to heaven. We can't ascend to heaven on our own. We don't know how to fly into the air, but we do know how to reach out to our brother and care more for our brother than for ourselves. And so that is that other piece of the cross that reaches out. So the more you reach out to others, the more God elevates you. And that's the image that I saw in this Sticharum from the praises, which will be way at the end of the service just before we do the prostrations. So may God bless us and help us to reach out to others so that we would ascend to the heavens in the way of the cross. Amen.